Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Uh-oh.
This is like the craziest show we've had in forever. So JT Realmuto to the Phillies, and now Markel Fultz going to the Magic.
Yeah!
No, he's out!
This is nuts!
Bring the party music on!
Oh, why am I celebrating?
Markel Fultz to the Mavericks. Great trade! What did they
Magic,
get?
The Magic.
The Magic.
The Magic. Great trade. What did they get?
Terrence Ross?
I hope something.
Vucevic?
Who has
that,
everybody?
It was one of those Wojes just, they're getting
He dropped
him.
The bomb, and now he's probably following
Kevin O'Connor adds, the Sixers are getting Jonathan Simmons, a Thunder first, and a Cavs second-round pick.
Well, and we have to see with that, because remember, when they traded Nerlens, they were supposedly getting a first. Really, it was impossible for them to get a first.
Bro, you missed the whole point of that.
What?
Markel Fultz was traded.
No, I know. I'm just Googling what Jonathan Simmons has done.
Jonathan Simmons averaged 14 points last year.
If he has a heartbeat, we ought to be thankful.
He's got two heartbeats.
Yeah, exactly. Are you kidding me? We expect to get something big for Markel Fultz?
I don't know. They made out pretty well for a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and a guy that averaged 14 last year, on a bad team. That's pretty good.
Why am I tripping?
Well, I'm just trying to, because I would have thought they were looking for cap space, so I'm trying to see if he is So it was a 3-year contract he signed in 2017. So that was 18. This is the second year of his contract, but it looks like it's only $1 million is guaranteed for next year. So he'll be 30 next year. This is more or less just an expiring contract. So what else did they get? What's the details on the first rounder?
It is an OKC first round pick, and I guess it'll probably have protections involved. I would guess heavy protections. But OKC isn't a team that I think is going to be towards the top.
Soon. Yeah, they may have top 15 protected or top 20 protected.
Dude, let me tell you, I am shocked they were able to get rid of Markel Fultz, dude.
Yeah, he gone.
I am shocked. He gone. Here's the deal. He'll be an all-star point guard in 3 years.
Who?
Markel Fultz.
Yeah, right. At least he's going to get a chance to go and play somewhere, I guess.
We'll be watching, hoping. See, here's how we are as a fan base. We'll be watching him, hoping he doesn't do anything so that we don't regret trading him.
Right. Yeah, I'll be paying attention.
That's a terrible way to look.
If he doesn't do anything, we'll stop paying attention.
Right.
Right?
But I'm saying, but we're watching to hope that he doesn't, because you don't want to regret trading him.
Of course not. I mean, you think about
that. You're basically watching him to hope he fails.
The first overall pick that you traded another lottery pick to go up and get is already being moved for essentially nothing.
Yeah.
Does he go down as the biggest bust in Philly sports history?
Wow.
Poll question. No.
No, that's Mark's WIP. That's our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Love's in the air. Wow her this Valentine's Day with a gift from Mark's Jewelers. Tell him John Mark sent you. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Just to throw it on me that quick, maybe. I mean, it's all about who you pass up, too, right? If you have a guy that you pass up Sam Bowie, taking Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan, that stings much more. If you take Sam Bowie and you don't pass up Michael Jordan, no one really even remembers other than he sucked.
Right.
Jason Tatum's a nice player.
Mm-hmm.
You were never going to get him sitting at three anyway. The Celtics would have taken him at number one before you were going to get him. So it's not even fair to do that. I would say so. I would say at this point, based on he literally did nothing with the team and everything was an injury or an issue or a problem, has to go down as one of the big ones.
He's going to go down next to, what are like the classic WIP busts people always share on air? It's like Mike Mamula. You have the
who actually wasn't
Danny
even
Watkins.
Bad. You would go. I think the one that a lot of older people go with is Von Hayes, right?
Sean Bradley.
Trade Moses Malone. Sean Bradley actually had he wasn't good here, And you could have had another player like Penny or Chris Webber, but I don't know. People happier that the Phillies got JT or that Markel Fultz is gone?
That's a good poll question.
888-729-9494. Ike?
I would have to say the Phillies got JT.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Billy T in Princeton. Billy T, you excited? What's
hey,
up?
Hey, I am very excited, gentlemen. I got some Ike juice over Ike cubes now, baby.
All right.
Yeah, baby. There you go. Hey, Ike, you were spot on, baby.
What happened?
Listen, we got the best catcher in baseball, right? Now we're going to get Bryce Harper. And, you know, our defense up the middle last year with Alfaro behind the dish was horrible. I mean, Jesus, I could have gotten out of the rocket chair and done a better job behind the dish, for God's sakes. And I bet there's 1,000 guys in this audience. You know, they could do the same thing. Anyway, we need a left-handed starting pitcher. We need to grab the guy from Houston. What do you think, John?
Well, I think they should have traded for Cole Hamels last year, and then you'd have him on a one-year contract this year, a one-year option.
Well, that's a point. That's a point.
But they do need another starter. I mean, I just don't know if they want to spend the money that it's going to take to go out there and get a top guy. You almost feel like that this is the year that they need to go out and rather than spend $100 million on Dallas Keuchel, go out and try to find a guy that maybe is a 1 year contract, is coming off an injury or a bad season, and has upside.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to pull that off, you know, before the around the All-Star break when teams are looking to unload contracts. But I think Eichhoff coming back is going to be really pivotal in our success.
I forgot what he even looks like, Jared Eichhoff.
Yeah, I mean, he was good, you know, before he got hurt. Yeah. You know, he's got a nice curveball, has great command of the strike zone, or very good command anyway. At least that's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I like the other kids that we have. But I think the guy that's the big question mark is Velasquez. Or Quez, whatever the hell
that is. Velasquez. Vince Velasquez. See, the problem is he hasn't shown me anything other than great fastball velocity, and he flashes potential. He actually didn't have a terrible year last year.
Velasquez?
Yeah.
He just didn't. I think the biggest thing is that people still don't believe he's a starting pitcher. Is he a middle reliever? What is he?
Or is he a back end?
Right? Yeah, I'm like, people just don't know what role to put him in.
Let's go to Frank in Wilmington. Frank, is Markel Fultz the biggest bust?
No. When we drafted Mike Mamula and passed up on Warren Sapp, that was our biggest one.
They traded 2 seconds to go from 12 to 7 to get him. And the fact you passed up on Sapp, you're right. But he wasn't a terrible, terrible player, though. He still contributed a little bit.
Yeah, but he's not Hall of Fame Warren Sapp.
No, I know, but I mean, it doesn't mean that you were going to take right. Warren Sapp.
And Warren Sapp had the red flags when he came out.
Yeah, because he liked to smoke dope. Oh yeah. My God, I just chained myself to him.
Frank, you're not wrong.
Now, if it was in today's age, I don't think it matters as much as we saw Tunsil from the Dolphins. Hey, he was in a full-on gas mask before he got drafted. So, if it was 10, no, if it was 20 years later, I think they would have drafted Warren Sapp with no problem.
Yeah, I think your pitcher you're looking for is probably Madison Bumgarner because he has his expiring contract and coming off of a semi-not-very-well-good season.
He had some injuries.
I recently heard that Frank Robinson passed away today. So, rest in peace, Frank.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. Deserved.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, appreciate it.
I was going to mention that in one of the other breaks, but then we had the breaking news.
A lot of breaking news started happening.
I forgot to mention that the great Frank Robinson, Hall of Famer, MVP, both leagues, first African-American manager.
Well, a fixture in baseball for his entire career. Then
yes,
he was working for the commissioner and doing things like that. So
he's what they would call a lifer. He was a lifer.
I love the baseball lifer.
Oh, yeah. The baseball has some of the best, like, terms, though. You know, they get a little crazy with the nicknames, but that's just a part of their culture.
It is. It's great.
You know.
All right, Markel gone. JT coming to Philly. Or to Clearwater. All right, so Ben, I adjust my list. I want for when we go down the spring training. We need JT to talk. 888-729-9494. We were just going through our Phillies list today.
I mean, dude, the best thing about the Phillies at this point is that because Real Muto's cheap, if the theme here is stupid money, even if, like, let's say theoretically they don't get Harper or Machado, and there are still guys out there they can get. They're not done. No matter what happens, they still have money to spend.
Yeah, and you know what? Their team actually is pretty good without them.
Do they could get Dallas Keuchel or Craig Kimbrell add to all this? And it was not Harper Machado, but that plus Real Muto plus Segura plus McCutcheon, that's insane.
888-729-9494. Biggest bust. Did the biggest bust in Philly sports history just get traded to the Magic? And it's the top 20 protected pick that you're getting back?
Oh, Ben, you're going to have homework. I need you to give Markelle Fultz highlights. I need all that, man.
What highlight?
The triple-double game.
Dog, we got to have memory, dude. And come on, man. We send a tribute to everybody else. We need a Markelle Fultz tribute.
All right, I'm going to do a Fultz search in the system and get all half a cut that comes
Well, there should be triple-double highlights from that one game.
We need his best quotes.
Do you remember that one game where he the rest of the team was just standing around watching him getting every rebound and taking every shot?
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.